chapter 17. And I'll start reading for sake of time in verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you." And he said unto the disciples, "The days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, See here or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteneth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." Look what he says. "In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back." Remember Lot's wife? You remember what happened to her? When she turned back, when she turned around? That's what he's saying. Remember Lot's wife. "Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed, and one shall be taken and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. They answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? He said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, there will the eagles be gathered also." I want to, by the help of the Lord this evening, go back to verse number 26, where he said, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man." Now, the reading that you and I read, and a lot of time we quote it, comes out of Matthew 24. I can remember as a young preacher, the first time, and that's why when somebody opens their Bible to read or something, I try to follow along, because I was sitting there and I was ready for the preaching, and he opened his Bible and he started reading about it, and I said, "Yeah, I know that one." And he started quoting just what it said, and I said, That's a different Bible he's using. But I wasn't as familiar with how it was stated in the book of Luke as I should have been. It's not a different Bible. This is the King James Bible. Amen. We quote a lot of times this same thing from Matthew 24, and it sounds a little different. But the same meaning is there. The same interpretation is there. Just like when, you know, it says, as it was in the days of Noah, they did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. And Matthew says, and they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. And that means the exact same thing. The interpretation here of how that it's read and destroyed them all, it means the same thing. And took them all away and destroyed them all. It was an utter destruction. Are you listening to me? When the flood came and took them all away. He said, it's going to be just like the days of Noah when the Lord comes. Do you remember our Lord himself said this about the days of the tribulation period? I'm talking about days just like Noah's days when the flood comes. That's a type of the tribulation period. There's going to be great destruction. Jesus said, unlike anything since the beginning of the world. In this time, and there never will be another time like the tribulation days. Isn't that what he said? The great tribulation. What massive destruction. There are some signs and conditions of the last days that are pictured in Noah's day. The Lord said, as it was in the days of Noah. They wanted to know, when was the promise of his coming? What's going to take place when the Lord comes? What's going to be the signs of his coming and the end of the world, the disciples asked. When Jesus said that, he gave us a specific time to look at. The days of Noah. Now, when he also said it'd be like in the days of Lot. He gave us another specific time to look at. But here in this chapter, we're looking at what the signs of the days of Noah. And Jesus gives us those signs that he wants us to know. This is how it's going to be. It's going to be just like the days of Noah. Remember, here it is. And he begins to give them exactly what happened in the days of Noah. In chapter number 17, that's look at what he said in verse 27. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also, as it was in the days of Lot, They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Two time periods, or you let 2 days, that had similar, very, very similar actions. And destruction came. Destruction came. Listen, man was on a certain path. These things, God just didn't decide, I think I'll do this now. It was the way men and women were living that brought the judgment of God, that caused the Lord to come down. Are you listening to me? I mean, in Noah's day, he repented that he'd made man, because man's sin had went up. It was so awful, so bad. And same in the days of Lot. It was so perverted. Listen, they had a tendency to reject God. Amen? I mean, look in Noah's day first. Who was saved? Noah and his wife and his 3 sons and their wives. That's it. Where's everybody else? Man's heart was only evil continually. They rejected God. They rejected Noah's message. The Bible said he was a preacher of righteousness. A preacher of righteousness. You need to remember that. God's man in the last day, he'll still preach righteousness for the Lord. Amen. What it means to be righteous. Amen. There's only one way to be righteous. I'm talking about before the eyes of God, and that's through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We have His righteousness upon us. Now listen, there are those that will then excuse. Well, you know, you can live any way you want, man. When God looks at you, you're righteous. Well, let's just throw up our hands and quit. Shut the door and, you know, let's just go live it up. If that's the way we're going to believe. But the Bible doesn't teach such a thing. Amen? The Bible doesn't teach such a thing. He told them in the Old Testament in one place, more or less, he said, go ahead, live it up. But know this, one day you will stand before a holy God. Amen. Listen, they had a tendency to reject God in the days of Lot. Those men didn't care that there was angels in his house. They wanted at those men. Amen? Oh, yes. Listen, there was a prominence, I hate to say it, of lewd, unlawful relations. Can I say it any cleaner than that? Amen. We've got sodomites everywhere. Sodomites everywhere. Perversion on every hand. We don't even think fornication and adultery is so bad anymore because of all the wickedness the sodomites are doing. But that's still a sin. Amen? It's a sin to shack up. It's a sin to have a relationship with somebody outside of marriage. Amen? People trade them like used cars anymore. I mean, it's unlawful. A prominence of it. It was everywhere. Everywhere. Listen, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, listen, that's what sodomites are named after.
The very name of that city is a city of perversion. Right. Sodomites. Right. Oh God, listen, them, men with men, women with women, ungodly, wicked, reprobate. Right.
Undue prominence. Homosexuality is prominent. They want people to believe that's the next big thing. And it's all right to try. No, it ain't. Lord, that's sick. Amen. It's perverted. It's against God. It's against God in every way. Amen. It's just, I'll tell you, low down and nasty, wicked. God help, the Apostle Paul said it was a shame to speak of those things done of them in secret. Years ago, I pastored another church. I had people, listen, sitting in church. They church members, people that have gotten a choir and everything. And they wanted to know if it was okay to watch it on TV. Listen, if you have to watch perversion to help your relationship between you and your wife or you and your husband, then the relationship you've got there is perverted. Amen. There ought to be a natural love between a husband and a wife. Yes. Amen. And a boy, it's natural for him to fall in love with a girl. And it's natural for a girl to fall in love with a boy. Amen. And there's a right way to go about things. And the premarital way is not the way. Homosexuality, marriage and divorces. I can remember back in the 70s, this is a boy, them talking about 25%. Something like that. And that was staggering to me. I knew then as a young fella, that's like one quarter out of every dollar. If you wanted to look at it like that. 25% of marriages was winding up in divorce. Now, I know it's beyond 60%. 60%. Vows do not mean anything anymore. And I've said this here before. Listen, I know we've got people in here that have faced that in the past. If you've gotten forgiveness and God has, listen, God, you've straightened all that out with God, God bless you. But for the sake of those that have not married yet, say amen. Amen. We need people that will stay with their mate. Amen. Make a vow before God. Make a vow and keep it. Make that vow till death do us part. And love them. Amen. In sickness and in health. But today, people just want to throw it away. If it don't work, throw it off. Throw it away. Throw it away. Throw it away. I'm not even saying this funny. A woman, listen, she should show up at the marriage altar with a white dress an hour to mean something.
That's right.
Amen? And they'll do, listen, some of them today, they'll show up with their ninth husband. They still got a white dress on. I doubt very seriously there's much meaning behind that. Are you listening? Oh, God, have mercy. It's awful that it's happening, but it's happening, and we've got to deal with it. We need to pray over it. You need to pray over who your mate becomes. Are you listening? You don't want to become a casualty. Amen? You don't want to be just another statistic, adding to the points on the negative side. Find the will of God and get in it. Amen. Marriage and divorces are rampant. Inventions. I mean, there's going to be inventions, an increase of knowledge in the last days. And there was. Things happened. Can you imagine him building the boat he built to house all that he housed thousands of years ago? And it floated. Why? Because the wisdom God gave man for invention. Amen. Who had ever known how to take metal out of the ground and heat it and form it? How to set jewels? And I mean, just where do these ideas come from? The wisdom of the last days. Listen, and things had been the same for a long, long time. People were still riding horses when America was starting. Then there was electricity, automobiles. I mean, just look what's happened in the last 125 years. Amen. Cell phones and spaceships and doing things. I mean, just inventive. Last days. But you know what this does to people? It sets people on a road of apostasy. There's going to be a lot of apostasy. He talked about there'd be a great falling away. Amen. People's love waxing cold. People denying God. Apostates. Amen. People say, I can't see God. You can't prove Him if you can't see it. There's a lot of things that we ain't seen that we know is right. You don't have to see something to know. Listen, God Almighty says man is without excuse in Romans 1. Because he can look all around him in this world and in the creation above and see God. See God's handiwork. Amen? And no! The people are apostate. They don't want to believe in the true and the living God. He said it'd be this way in the days of Noah. Amen. Look at 2 Peter 2. Look in Luke 17. Amen. Look in 2 Thessalonians 2. All this in the, he's talking about apostates, unbelievers, wicked men, religious men, rejecting preaching. He said in 2 Peter 2, he also said in 2 Timothy 4. About the last days. I mean, that heap to themselves, teachers have an itch in ear. They'll turn their ears from the truth. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear preaching. More and more, people today are starting to, more and more reject preaching. When I first got saved, the harder it was, the better we liked it. Nowadays, the harder it is, the more they dislike it. Amen. The more they dislike it. Listen, if it's Bible, bring it on, bring it on. Amen. Preach to me. Preach to my family. Oh, yes. Preach to my family. Preach to my soul. Open up that book and teach me something from the Word of God. Amen. Preach me into the altar. Preach me to the foot of the cross. Amen. That's right. Like one preacher, you ain't going to preach me out the door. Amen. You can preach me to the altar, to the foot of the cross, but not out the door. I love God's Word. Amen. I want it in me more and more. Give me light to walk in. I crave light. Rejection of preaching, violence and bloodshed. Romans 1, Genesis 6. The anarchy of lawlessness. When have you ever seen such a people that didn't want any kind of law? Defund the police. We don't want no law. We don't want nobody telling us, you know, catching us, doing what we're doing. They'll scream everything else. But what it really is, they are lawless. Amen. A person, listen, a person that ain't guilty of nothing ain't got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I just don't know what is so hard about being pulled over by a policeman and knowing, put your hands up on the steering wheel where he can see. He's got a very nervous job. They run into all kind of weirdos. And people pulling stuff out on them out of nowhere, out of the... Are you listening to me? What's wrong with just putting... rolling your window down, putting your hands on the steering wheel and being nice to a gentleman? And answer his questions and tell him your name if you ain't ashamed. Amen? I'm not ashamed who I am. But people, listen, they don't want to do all that stuff. They claim they're being harassed. And that's how a lot of people get shot and killed. They start fooling around with stuff. And the policeman saying, let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. And they won't do it. Lawless. They don't want nobody telling them what to do. They're not going to listen to nobody. Lawless. And it's not just that kind of lawlessness. It's the lawlessness against God. If God said something's wicked, they want to do it. If God said don't do it, they'll do it. Amen. That's right. And if God said do it, they'd die before they'd do it. Lawlessness. Lawlessness and apostasy, violence and bloodshed. Right now, even in America, we're supposed to be the height of society. But right now, if they said our government was a bust and all the counties couldn't afford their cops and police, it wouldn't take long for people to start robbing and killing one another. Because a lot of people ain't got no just moral decency to be good to the fellow man. God's children do. God's children do. God's children know how to show love. Know how to help somebody. Amen. But I'm telling you, the world that we live in, it wouldn't take them long to go crazy as a bat. Amen. Look at the things they do when they get heated up a little bit. They start vandalizing, setting stuff on fire, burning stuff down, hunting people. Are you listening? Fighting, screaming, yelling, cussing. Anything that is immoral, violence and bloodshed. Jesus said, this is the way that it's going to be when Jesus comes. It sounds a whole lot like where we're at. More and more and more. I mean, we're seeing all of these things on a scale that we've not seen them all at the same time. at the same time. Surfeiting and drunkenness, buying and selling, planning and building. I mean, it ain't slowing man down. They bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. You study your Bible. I want you to find me a big city in the Bible that what sin and wickedness against God didn't become rampant. God wanted Abraham and them to be sojourners. And they were peaceful. But you get people just like a pack of dogs. They start packing together. They start looking for blood. Start looking for ways to cheat their neighbor. Amen. To load it up on somebody else's back. Ain't that right? Jesus said that's the way it would be in the last days. As it was in the days of Noah. They did eat. They drank. Eating and drinking. I mean, just, listen, there's nothing wrong with eating a supper and drinking water. He's talking about the, I mean, son, they are gluttoning. I mean, that's all that's on their mind is keeping that thing right there fed. Drinking, wine bibbing. Amen. I just drink, I don't get drunk, preacher. I just take a little bit. Yeah, I know about that little bit. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. They drank. They married wives. Nothing wrong with marrying a wife. But they were marrying multiple wives. And they were divorcing them as fast as they married them. And it was enough. God told Noah, build an ark. The way they were living, it disgusted God. The last days church, God talking to him about spewing them out of his mouth. Spewing them out of his mouth. Makes God sick. Our God, listen, he's a loving God. He's a merciful God. He is a God of judgment and righteousness and holiness. God of recompense. Amen. They wanted to know. It was demanded. How's all this going to happen? He said, as it was in the days of Noah. Just like it. Look at the scale that we're looking at every day. You can just lift your head up and just take a good look around at what's happening around us. It should cause you to say, not a doubt in my mind he could come. It's ripe. It's ripe. It's ripe for our Lord to come. God help us to be prepared. Be looking, amen, to be waiting, praying, to be witnessing, amen, to be walking, to be expecting. I want you to stand. I'm done. Bless your heart.